Hello, hello. It is the virtual midwife, Karen Wilmot, founder of the Due Date Club and the creator of the Relax in Pregnancy Sling. In this podcast series, I'm going to guide you through the why, where, how, and what of hypnobirthing. So whether or not you've never heard of it before and you're wondering what it is, or whether you've already started reading up and finding out more, by the end of this series, you'll know everything you need to know to decide whether or not it's something that you would like to include in your birth preparation. And by the way, I highly recommend you do. Hello, hello, and today we're going to be talking about visualization, which is another one of the techniques that you will learn in your hypnobirthing training. So why does visualization work? Visualization is a technique that uses mental images to create a desired outcome or experience. In the context of hypnobirthing, visualization is used to create a mental image of a calm and peaceful birth, which can help to reduce anxiety and fear and promote relaxation. Now, research has shown that visualization techniques can have a significant impact on pain management and on reducing anxiety during labor and birth. One study published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Obstetrics and Gynecology found that women who practiced visualization techniques during childbirth reported lower levels of anxiety and pain compared to those who did not use visualization. Another study published in the Journal of Perinatal Education found that hypnobirthing techniques, including visualization, helped to reduce the use of pain medication during labor and birth. And this study also found that women who used hypnobirthing techniques had shorter labors and reported feeling more in control during childbirth. Now, I mean, who wouldn't want that? So how exactly does visualization work? During your hypnobirthing classes, you will be guided through a visualization exercise. And one of those will be imagining yourself and seeing yourself really calm and peaceful, surrounded by your support people, your team, and experiencing a positive and comfortable birth. Now, if I had to encourage you to do that right now, and if you are still in a place where you believe that birth is painful, frightening, inherently dangerous, if you haven't explored your beliefs and expectations about birth, then it wouldn't matter what I told you or how much of a beautiful, peaceful, calm setting I created or spoke about. It wouldn't sit with you. Your brain would not be able to go there, or it would go there, but there would be a little voice saying, well, that's not possible. So part of your hypnobirthing training and part of your ability to be able to visualize effectively is actually the second part of your hypnobirthing, because before we can effectively visualize and create that blueprint, we have to make sure that there are no limiting beliefs that would get in the way. We have to make sure that what you are hearing, you believe, your brain accepts to be true, and that there is no little voice getting in the way and saying, well, that is not possible, I couldn't possibly do that. And that is very different to the natural fear of the unknown and the natural anxiety around how you might be in childbirth. We are talking about deep-seated beliefs, limiting beliefs, and anything that's getting in the way of you being able to effectively visualize the different aspects of the labor and birth process. Because these mental images are helping you to reframe any negative beliefs, to reframe any fears surrounding birth, and to promote a more positive and relaxed mindset. But visualization isn't just limited to your hypnobirthing trainee. You can practice visualizing on your own, either by using guided imagery or guided recordings, many of which I have, or simply by visualizing positive birth outcomes on your own or creating positive birth affirmations, whether you're using a program like Canva or you are just creating images of your own, but using different visual cues to create those triggers and anchors. You might even create a vision board, and we've spoken about this in previous episodes, and I've spoken to you about how that is part of my hypnobirthing training and how powerful that is. But the key is finding what works for you and which ones you find most effective. I know, I remember one of my clients whose husband was a radio presenter, so he had the most beautiful voice, and obviously it was her husband, so she loved his voice anyway. But he took some hypnobirthing scripts and he did his own recordings. So for her, that was even more powerful because she was listening to those hypnobirthing scripts being read in the voice of her partner, that she loved his voice and she found that incredibly soothing. So finding what works for you, adding music to that to really enhance the effect of both the words and the ability to create the images around that, because you want to engage all of your senses in the visualization. The more you are able to engage all five senses, the more powerful that visualization becomes. And the neuroscience of visualization is about understanding how the brain processes that information. Because the brain is made up of neurons, which are specialized cells that transmit information throughout our brain and our body. And when we experience something like seeing an object or hearing a sound, the neurons in our brain fire and create connections between different parts of the brain. So visualization works by activating those same neural networks in the brain as the actual physical experiences. So when we visualize something in our mind, like a peaceful, calm birth experience, we activate the same region in the brain that would be activated if we were actually experiencing it. And once again, I've spoken about this in a previous episode where I say that the mind does not know the difference between imagination and reality. And this is the essence of visualization. The brain cannot distinguish between a real experience and a vividly imagined one. And the more you're able to vividly imagine a scene or an image, the more your brain will perceive it as being real, and the more you are able to set up those neuronal or pathways and a blueprint for your birth. Even research shows that visualization can have a powerful effect on the brain and the body. And we know, and studies have shown, that visualization can reduce anxiety and stress by activating the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is responsible for what we call a rest and digest response in the body, which is exactly that, the ability to quieten down and to digest not just food, but information. And this helps to reduce feelings of anxiety and stress. But visualization can also improve physical performance. It's been used by athletes for decades to improve performance. And studies have once again have shown that it can improve muscle strength and coordination and even increase endurance. And there was an amazing study that was done with two high-functioning baseball teams where they were divided up. And the one team was practicing every day, 5 hours a day, in the various things that go into baseball. And I don't know enough about baseball, but it was obviously catching the ball, throwing the ball, hitching the ball, all of that. And they were doing that. That was part of their practice. The other team were not allowed on the baseball pitch at all. In fact, their entire training were the same exercises, but they were not physically doing them. They were mentally imagining them. And they were doing visualization exercises on all the exercise, on all the things that the other team were doing physically, they were only doing mentally. And at the end of that, they performed better than the team who had actually done the physical training. So that just shows the power of the mind and that ability for the mind to not be able to distinguish between the real and the vividly imagined. And it even goes as far as being able to have a positive effect on the immune system and to speed up healing process after surgery and injury. And it is used extensively in as an alternative form of therapy or complementary therapy when it comes to healing. So it really does play a very key role in preparing you for a positive birth experience. And I want to highlight that a positive birth experience is not limited to a vaginal birth. A positive birth experience is a birth experience that you remember without any disappointment or mental or physical trauma. And that birth could go anywhere. It could go very differently what you had hoped for, but it is still a positive birth experience. a elective cesarean can be a positive birth experience, just as an elective cesarean can be a disappointing or traumatic one. So a positive birth experience is one where you actively engage in all the preparation and the decision-making and choices that go into that, and you feel in control throughout the process of both pregnancy and birth. And by visualizing a peaceful and a positive birth experience, you really can create that sense of calm and confidence that helps you to be able to achieve that, because it activates the release of oxytocin, and we know how important oxytocin is for both labor and birth. Oxytocin helps your uterus to contract. It creates those feelings of relaxation. In fact, oxytocin is known as the love hormone, so it's incredibly part of the bonding between you and your baby. And by visualizing a positive birth experience, you're activating the release of that oxytocin, which guides and assists you to create that sense of calm and relaxation. And that obviously helps with the natural progression of labor. And also, the more oxytocin you release, the more endorphins you release. So it makes for a smoother and less intense experience. So the things that you're going to do are various visualization exercises, guided audios, birth affirmations. And once again, it's important that with the birth affirmations, they need to resonate with you. There are so many birth affirmations, but you will find that you might listen to 20 minutes of birth affirmations, and there will be three or four that really stand out, that really resonate. Let those become like your mantra. A simple birth affirmation like, "My baby knows how to be born," or "My body knows exactly how and when to give birth," can be incredibly powerful when repeated on a daily basis, and you really feel it and it becomes visceral, it becomes part of you and helps you to create that sense of confidence in your body and your ability to give birth. And creating a mental image of what it is and how you want your birth to look and feel. And this will be what helps you to create that positive birth experience while you create that sense of confidence in your body. So it's an important part of your hypnobirthing training. It's fun. It's a beautiful thing to do. And it's a lovely way of taking time out every day to really connect with your body and your baby. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Virtual Midwife Podcast, and I truly hope that you found it inspiring and informative. If you want to continue the conversation, then come along and connect with me and other expecting parents in my community, the Due Date Club. This is a safe and supportive space where you can share your experiences, you can ask questions, and get guidance from myself, other members, and a team of experts that I've brought together to support you. Just visit the website, The Due Date Club, and click on the tab to get started. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with your friends and anybody you think would benefit from this information. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on social media so that you can stay up to date with new episodes and additional resources. I'm continuously adding new stuff to make sure that you stay up to date and informed and prepared.